I think underlying, they have a tremendous amount of charm, and they're very, very funny. And they're also very, very popular around the world because my father used these animal figures, but the animals are really people. They're not animals, they're people looking like animals. And so these characters are just as much loved in China as they are in the States or in another country. Currently, they're in just over 20 languages. And as I mentioned China because China has become for us a very important readership. And we have a publisher there who will soon have in print about 70 titles, which is amazing. My father's books appeal both to children and to the parents. My father felt it was very important when making his books that there would be things on the pages that the parents would also like to see and would find amusing, because he knew that the books would be read to children at night and perhaps read over and over again. And so he filled the pages with lots of things to look at. And so there were lots of things for the children to look at, and also numerous funny things for parents to look at as well.
Finding gold bug and things like that.
For instance, And it's amazing that his books have remained, you know, popular for so long. As they say, his first large book, best word book ever, is now 51 years old, and many of the others are 40, 30 years old, and they remain just as fresh and new as, you know, when they were new. And there are grandparents now and parents who read these books as children themselves and read them to their children or grandchildren today, which is really quite remarkable. And when I think of that, then I know that my father was absolutely a genius.
There was an article I read that in one of the more recent versions, hardly anything had changed, but a few more male characters had been put into kitchens, for example, and I think a Native American headdress had been removed and things like that. What do you make of that updating?
I do get requests from the publishers from time to time to make modifications. I try to keep it down to a minimum. Generally speaking, I think that people today feel that it's very important to be politically correct as much as they can. And so sometimes when a new edition comes out, then the publisher sometimes has a careful look at things and asks that, you know, things be changed. I usually argue, you know, I don't think that this is a problem, but sometimes I give in, sometimes I put up a bit of a fight. It depends on the situation. Naturally, I don't want anybody to be offended. Some books, I think, would have a problem today. He did a book years and years ago in a series called Tinker and Tanker, and there is one called Tinker and Tanker Out West, which I think today would be considered two sort of old-fashioned stereotype images of American Native Indians.
Okay.
And I think that might be a problem in the States today. But by and large, his books haven't changed at all.